welcome to Cave Radio. We have our green sustainability show, and we will be featuring reliable remodeling and home improvements. Owner Wild Build Bill Scott, and later our guest will be Kathleen Wynn. So when Bill calls in, he'll be telling us about his construction business and what he does to make buildings green and save energy. And I'll tell you also that I've been a builder for 30 years, and it was always constant learning about how to save energy, because these energy bills, they just keep going up and up. And I would go to Las Vegas, and they every year, a couple of times a year, they have Las Vegas shows where they will teach you how to save energy. And some of the things we did with our building company, and we build hundreds of homes, is we caulked around the plugs. That's one of the major places where you're going to lose energy. And also, of course, the windows can, if they're not installed properly, can definitely let in a lot of air, and you definitely want the double pane. Anderson windows, Pella windows are kind of a medium window, but the windows are really important. And of course, some of these older homes, when you go in to remodel, you're gonna take all the single pane windows out, which is gonna let in a lot of cold and heat, and you're going to replace it with the double panes or even triple panes up north. I know some of the windows are triple panes just to keep that heat in. And then also remodeling, what we used to do is to check for the insulation values. You're always gonna look at the R values in the wall or the ceilings. And we usually had about a R30 in the ceilings and a R18 in the walls. And that measures your insulation factor. And, before the 70s, a lot of people used to use asbestos, which is really bad. And if you are remodeling, you definitely want to check.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have a tool to measure the R systems or R rating? I don't know what you're talking about. How do you do that?
Well, it's the R rating, depending on whether you have cellulose, fiberglass, styrofoam, whatever insulation you're using, the manufacturer will measure the R rating. They'll guarantee, like an insulation bat, a fiberglass is usually like a R19, R18, or you can even have, thicker insulation, but usually the thicker, the more insulation, the higher the R value, and that's going to...
Is that primarily in the construction of the home, or can you do it after you, say, if you lived in a home 10 years? Is there any way you can check the...
If I was remodeling a home, I would come in, and lots of times over the years, especially like that cellulose in the attic, it's going to settle, and it's not going to give you as good an R value. So you probably need to go back in there and add some more fiberglass or cellulose, have it blown in, and you can check the prices with your different insulation companies to see who's going to be the cheapest and give you the best R rating.
Is there a way you could determine the R rating? Those are my questions. Is there like a little tool or a
machine? No, there's no tool. The manufacturer will tell you how many inches gives you so many R ratings.
Okay, so there's really no way to check it.
Well, the manufacturer has to guarantee.
I understand that, but I'm just saying if I have a home.
Well, I can go in there. I can check the inches of insulation and find out what.
So it's just a manual thing. What you'll do is you'll just manually look at it and determine based on what's there what the R rating would be.
Right, but it's more than that. Okay. Do you have somebody on the line? Okay, let him in. Welcome, Ron Bill.
How you doing?
We want to know. We're great. He's our guest today, and we would like to know about your company, Reliable Remodeling and Home Improvements, and what got you into this business anyway?
I've been doing construction since I was 18. So I've been doing construction off and on since I was 18. Had my own business for 30-some years. And a lot of what I do is go in there and get people's houses ready for winter. I call it moonlighting, And you go in there and you talk them up, make sure all the daylight you can't see any daylight from inside the house outside. Mainly, you know, you're doing thresholds, putting sweeps on the doors, and putting, going in more insulation, like you said, and doing leather stripping around all the doors, windows, et cetera. It really makes a big difference during the winter, but during the summer in Arizona, you just want to make sure you keep your insulation in your ceiling. That's where your heat's coming from. It's beating down on you, and you want to make sure you got plenty of insulation up in that ceiling.
So after a period of time, you probably need to go in and check it. Can you add the insulation yourself? Does your company do that?
I do that, any homeowner can do it. They can go down there to Home Depot, say, or Lowe's. I believe Lowe's does it too, and you rent the machine, and I think they let you use the machine for free, actually, if you buy the insulation from them.
Oh, wonderful. So you buy the cellulose fiberglass, you rent the machine or use it, and add it to your attic.
Yeah, and you can add it to your attic, and it does. As long as you're paying for the insulation, it used to be that they would let you use the machine for free.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that would definitely keep down the bills. So when you go into an older home, do you ever run into homes that have like asbestos in the walls, and you have to tear that out or replace it or seal it up? Or have you ever done a home with asbestos and had to figure out that?
You're actually not allowed to do it. You have to call in a special company to do that.
Hazardous. And they have to seal it up or either remove it. Is that correct?
Right. But they have to use a mask and everything when they're in there doing it. So you really need to call the right company to come in and do that.
Okay. And then after they remove it, you could actually come in and help them with their insulation to put in the new insulation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it makes it come. You're going to have to come in and replace sheetrock and everything. And while you're doing that, you might as well put new insulation throughout it and stuff like that. But they'll have it cleaned out. But you got to get a special company. You don't want to try to take on asbestos on your own.
Okay, that's good. Definitely you don't want to be breathing that stuff. So, do you ever recycle materials? Like, if somebody's building a house, can you save them money? Do you ever, like, if they have a tile that's used or, use bricks, do you ever recycle?
You know, I don't, unless I know somebody personally that needs it. But what I do is, like, anytime you're replacing copper or anything, any metal or anything, you always put that separate on your dumpster and recycle anything you can when you're doing a demo remodel, whatever. Always recycle the metal, whatever you can, to, you know, keep the economy going and put it back in. Plus, you make your dollars.
There's so much waste from building.
I know.
If we don't recycle, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I was a commercial job superintendent by trade, and every time I went to do a demo, they'd have us tear the whole building apart, and all that was left is a white shell. And I'd call up, and you can do this as a homeowner, I'd call up recycling companies, and if you got a big enough project, they'll bring out dumpsters and leave at your property, one for metal, one for copper, aluminum, and then one for just trash, and then they actually pay you for it and haul it off for you. And you don't have to do nothing if you have a big enough project.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, because there's so much trash in the landfills. One of our sponsors is Curbside Recycling, and they totally believe in trying to recycle products so it doesn't go into the landfills.
Right.
So we have a project that you're going to be looking at that we're recycling everything, and we have a lot of used materials, but that way it doesn't, it's amazing that the world, there's so much electricity spent out and so much waste is said that I was reading this morning that 38% of all of CO2 emissions come from buildings, and that 13.6% of all of our water comes from buildings, and 73% of all electricity consumption comes from houses and buildings. And so we definitely need to, that's good that you save on the electricity and recycling. So tell us about some of your projects that you do. I mean, do you do patios, barbecues, add-on rooms? What do you do?
My big thing is remodeling. I do painting. I had my own painting company for 15 years. I did work for Del Webb. I did Terra Vita, Bellacera, Anthem. I came up with their color schemes for Anthem and stuff. So I do everything, very versatile. But like going into a mobile home, manufactured house, I'm sorry, you don't call them mobile homes, but you go into a manufactured house, you know, you take all the trim down and actually texture the walls and make it look like a house inside. I do stuff like that. And additions, I can build additions for people, et cetera. You know, I mean, I do anything. I can go in there and, you know, they have a plumbing leak. I fix that, you know, no job too small, too big, you know. We do it all. That's why it's called home improvements and repairs, because if you just got like a water main leak or something, we'll come out and fix it, and that's just what we do.
Well, tell us your telephone number to get a hold of you if someone wants to do a repair or have something built. What is your phone number?
It's 602-697-4711.
And you're in the Arizona area.
Now I'm in the North Valley.
And do you have a website yet?
No, I don't. I just keep it simple.
Okay.
That takes up too much of my time.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of referrals going. So do you also build ranches as well?
Yes, I do welding. I build fencing and anything they need built. I can do a ground up house if they need, but I got license and everything, so whatever they need we can do, and if I can't do it, I'll refer them to somebody that can.
Okay, well, tell us about, you said you just finished a house, it was a spec house. Tell us about that project. Did you also pick out the colors, help with design, things like that?
Yeah, well, actually it was I'm starting to build my own house here next week or so. And finally, I get to build my own place. But no, I just did a remodel, and it was a pretty terrible place. And we got it fixed up, and it's so. And we made it look so nice, and it's just such a beautiful house now. And land, and it was a dump when we got there, and didn't even put it on the market. We already got a contract on it, so it went
well,
quick because you know it's all about colors and. And making sure you put some flooring in the slats. When you remodel a house, even if you're flipping a house to remodel, you want to remodel it like you're moving in it. You don't want to do nothing halfway, you know. You want to do it like you're moving in it. That makes a quick sale. If you want to go in there and be cheap,
right,
you won't be able to. It'll take you a long time to sell them.
Right, well, because people appreciate that because they want to live there. They don't want some cheap flooring or cheap countertop, and then they have to live with that. So that probably does really help it sell. Now, what kind of countertops did you put on?
We actually put laminate countertops in there, but they actually looked like granite, and it was a very reasonable price. But it looks like granite. It's even got the texture like granite. But it's very reasonably priced. I mean, we did the whole kitchen for about $1,200, and you got brand new countertops throughout.
Okay.
They come out and measure it and install it and everything. Very reasonable.
Wow. Well, Bill, I'm going to get you to my friend Kathleen Wynn, and she's going to tell us about what she's doing. Maybe you might have some comments. Kathleen.
Hi.
Are you there, Kathleen? Hi, I was just introducing you to Bill, and I wanted you to tell everyone about the projects you've been working on.
Well, I've been working on a lot of different projects, primarily working on Arizona anti-trafficking efforts and working with the state to interrupt the process of people paying for sex with children, and also the other crimes that occur around this. So we have many different issues in our state as it relates to our children. And so I've been working on projects to help end sexual exploitation, not only in Arizona, but in our country and globally.
Well, that's amazing. And you said you also met with President Carter, and we wanted to talk about green energy and what we can do to help people that are homeless and what he has planned here in the state.
So May of this year, President Carter, the Carter Center and International Rotary, and I helped facilitate a World Summit, which was called World Summit Ending Sexual Exploitation 2025. It's a 10-year program to work with law enforcement and business people, survivors of sex crimes, and just general advocates, people that want to change laws so that we can protect our population from pornography, from children that are being sold online, from children that are being sold out of foster care systems, runaways, massage parlors. There's many different places that these crimes take place. And so we are creating the Global Summit was to look at how do we work more cooperatively and how do we work across borders and boundaries to be more effective against legalized prostitution and in places in the world where women are not respected or have equal status even as men. In America, we take a lot of things for granted, and yet still, 99% of our buyers for sex are men, and 80% of the people they buy are women, and 20% young boys and men. So we have a big problem right now, and we're working to see what systemic changes we can create to affect that. So that's what I've been working on.
Hi, Kathleen and Steve. Is there a problem? I mean, is Arizona one of the areas that is affected to that?
Yeah, I think people, because it used to be like if you think about, you'd actually know in a community where the prostitutes would walk. You know, you'd know the street corners, but it isn't like that anymore. Like the internet has affected that crime also. So primarily people go online and there's sites where they go online and they order up a girl like you'd order up a pizza.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just saying part of that might relate to, because we do have a homeless shelter, we do have people that are homeless, and I think they get so desperate that if we could provide some type of shelter, homes, for them, they at least they have a place and they're safe.
Well, exactly. And Steve asked a really good question. Is this happening here? Well, we do have, because of our location, close to the border and our weather, we do have a lot of homeless people. We also are on a freeway circuit, and typically these victims are moved through trucking and truck stops. And so Arizona, not far from Vegas, not far from L.A., you can get to Arizona. We're a vacation resort. A lot of people will commit this crime not in their own backyard. So Arizona has a high number of this kind of crime taking place here. During last year's Super Bowl, there was a big awareness push on this, and they recovered, I believe, 19 juveniles that were being trafficked during the Super Bowl weekend. So I think that it's important to realize that even though that went away, we host spring training. Spring training is another big event where people will come in and pay for sex. So anything where it's male-driven, where there's lots of men going to be, police like to call those target-rich environments. So we have a lot of people who will come up to those events and they want to pretend like they're rock stars and they'll pay drugs, sex, it kind of is all intermingled. And so those are the things we're trying to interrupt those traffic patterns and interrupt those criminal enterprises, if you will. And we work very closely with law enforcement and keeping them trained and informed and working to change our laws. We've changed laws in Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Mesa as it relates to massage parlors to put stricter rules on them so that they can't just give beyond a massage. at these places. So there's a lot of different places you don't know the crime's happening, and we're trying to stop it. So I hope that answers that for
you. You know, I would think one of the solutions. It does. I would think one of the solutions would be to make the crimes more public. I mean, like the people that get arrested, the men, if you put their name, a picture in the paper or make it more public, I can't imagine that couldn't be a huge deterrent for people, because that would be totally humiliating. And, if people can do it under the radar, and I'm sure it happened in the Super Bowl. I didn't hear anything about it. I didn't hear someone got arrested. You know, I never read about it. I'm sure it happened, but, it's news to me.
Well, the only one that you would have heard about was Warren Sapp the day after the Super Bowl. You remember that?
Yeah, where he slapped a girl in the hallway.
Yeah, that was more of a domestic violence thing. Yeah. Unless I tell people I don't get invited out to lunch or dinner anymore because this is all I talk about. But unless you're looking for that, unless you're really.
Well, we had lunch and you didn't talk about it. So let's
we did, exactly. But unless you're looking for this, you don't see it. And I think that because it has gone underground, I will tell you that there's services online. There's things called Cam Girls. And you can order up like a sexual performance over your computer, so you never even leave your home. And I think that those kinds of I'm sorry, what?
Is that illegal?
It isn't.
I guess
so.
It's
you
not.
Can say, and and here's why. You can say, because you are telling someone what to perform. You can say now you are directing a film. You are directing a film, and because you're directing
a film... Well, it would still be illegal if it was a minor, though, correct?
If it's a minor, absolutely. That's child porn, and then that's all different things. But the problem is then catching those people, proving it, and it's... You look at content, and you look at, I remember back, I'll tell how old I am. I remember back when Laura and Rob Petrie had to sleep in different beds on TV. Now we have sex in prime time, and we are teaching that everything's okay and everything, there's no boundaries. And children, quite frankly, that's what they're learning, and we're seeing that now carried out in our society. And I don't want to get on a moralistic, high road here, but it's important to understand that children will follow the lead, and we have a demand for younger and younger people for sex. And when you pay for a child, you pay more because it's riskier. And people know what they're getting, and they know that they're getting children. In August, we arrested 59 men in Maricopa County. They were arrested after they were given 3 advance warnings that they were buying sex with a minor.
They should be in the paper. Their names should, their pictures should be in the paper.
I got a board member that would love to play for the billboard space. The problem is, until they're completely convicted, you're kind of innocent until proven guilty.
And I agree. And then they probably plead down for some,
And that's our issue. We've got to get our prosecutors to come along and say, yes, this is, we're just going to have zero tolerance on this, kind of like we did with DUI.
They did a great job in Scottsdale, particularly in DUI, but it's just the minor thing is the one that really gripes me. It's not my deal, but I can, I don't have my pitchfork out. The minors, I am livid. I mean, that changes their lives, particularly when they don't have any control over it. They're right. Coerced to do this, and it affects the rest of their life.
So one of our goals is, if possibly, I know you've been finding places for these girls and possibly, building something, a place for them to stay so they have security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Survivor services.
It is. Go ahead.
Oh, all I was going to say is Steve made a very valid point, which is, the mental health, you can rescue them or recover them, but then the recovery, the actual recovery of who they are as a human being, takes much longer because of the damage that's done to a 14, 15, or 16-year-old child who has been raped for
impacts
profit.
The rest of their life.
Yeah.
No doubt. It impacts the rest of their life. It's horrible.
And the same with young boys that have been molested. It is terrible. So now, do you have any connections with the Habitat for Humanity, or what, did you not?
I
with
did.
With President Carter?
Separate from this, I spent 27 years as a real estate agent and did a lot of work for Habitat for Humanity and helped fund homes here. And about 26 years ago, I got to meet President Carter on a totally unrelated matter in Plains, Georgia, in his home. And I had not seen him for 26 years when I got to meet with him this year. And unfortunately, I think you've heard about his health now. And so he's fighting brain cancer and liver cancer, and he's doing very well. But, you know, he's 91 years old. But he's shown so much grace and dignity through all this. And he really, as a past president, has used his position, if you will, to do good in the world. And no matter what your politics, I think it just shows he is just, as a man, as a human being, he has stood for things and fought for things he believed in and done so, I think, very effectively and very powerfully, and especially as it relates to women.
I agree with you. He's a phenomenal person, and I wasn't a fan of his when he was a president, but I'm clearly a fan of his now.
I voted for him.
I didn't, but I thought he was a terrible president, actually. But I think he's, as bad as he was as a president, I think he's great. Is that great of a guy? I mean, he's just a fabulous person. He's done enormous work, very positive guy. Worked like a machine, and has a genuine cause, and good for him. I mean,
no, he's a brilliant man, and I totally respect him. And he has done a huge amount. He's devoted his life to helping people. So, what more can you do?
Well, and he's not superficial. I think the thing I know a lot of politicians, and some of them will talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And he is somebody who understands the issues, gets in there, comes up with solutions, and quite frankly, we need more people like him to do that right now, because we're really lacking in that, and the void is getting bigger and bigger, and we have more and more kids not finishing school, getting involved in drugs, being trafficked. I mean, there's a crisis in this country as it relates to our young people. They are our future, and we need to do a better job of protecting them. So AZ Men and Arizona Anti-Trafficking Network, the two groups that I'm leading in, we are working very hard to look for systemic change and solutions to these problems that we're not only facing here in Arizona, but around the country and actually around the world. This is not unique to the U.S., unfortunately, but we've got the best resources and we should be able to fix it before anybody else.
Yeah, and if people just had the integrity and it seems like since the 50s, our integrity, we're just, anything goes, and it's scary. So we need to get back to morality. And I think that when we find, you know, our Lord and Savior, or when we realize we need to get back on track and do the things that are important in life, I think that's when things change. It just seems people forget what's important sometimes.
Well, and let me just tell you, this is a story that I had today. I heard from a law enforcement guy who arrested a trucker. The trucker was 42 years old. He had a 15-year-old girl in his truck. He said they were friends. She was a runaway. She was returned to her group home here in Phoenix, but she had run away. And once you're out on the street, and that kind of goes back to your homelessness, the people that run the streets, they know when you don't belong there, and they prey on these kids. The average age in Arizona right now of kids being trafficked is 14. That's our eighth graders.
Okay, having joined us. Okay, go ahead, Kathleen. Go ahead and join us too.
I just think that we can do. We just need to have better places to protect our kids if they're not going to be in their own home, because this girl got out and was being sold out of the back of a truck.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, Kathleen, I wanted to introduce you to Chef Charles.
Oh, wonderful. Hello.
Is this Chef Charles? Oh, I guess he's not on the phone. I thought they said he was on. Well, go ahead. Okay, he got disconnected. He'll call back. Hopefully he'll call back. So while we've still got you on the line, Kathleen, give us a website so people could go to it to make a contribution.
Thank you. It's the Arizona Anti-Trafficking Network. .org. So AATN.org or .net or .com. They can actually go to any of them. We bought all of them. So Arizona Anti-Trafficking Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to. We're doing a lot with a little. And we'd appreciate any support we could get, and I really appreciate you offering that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on, and it's all interesting. And if we can work together to get more homes for people, and having had a shelter for almost the last 3 years, I really realize we have girls call us almost every week or so wanting a place, and we do what we can. We do have some girls now that we are sheltering, taking care of. But, you know, I just don't have the facilities, and it's hard. And it's amazing we have some families. Pardon?
I would love to work with you on this, so there's a definite need, and I appreciate the time that you've given to this issue today, because it's a really important issue to Arizona. So thank you guys for your time and for allowing me to
Kathleen.
Come on.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So maybe we're going to wait for Chef Charles to call in, if he will.
On a totally different subject, Chef Charles.
Totally different subject. And now we're going to talk about our other radio show, Dr. Love Connection. And we're going to be talking about great places to go, the best restaurants in the valley, where to take a romantic date, what kind of food to order, and what kind of wine to order, and best recipes, best atmosphere. And when Chef Charles calls in, he can tell you all about that. We're just waiting for his call. And when I go out, I love to eat salmon. It's probably my favorite. And I'm not sure what kind of wine. I'm sure it's some type of white wine. And one of my best meals was in Maui, Hawaii, and the chef was a friend of mine, and it was just fabulous. And it was fresh caught gray salmon, which I really hadn't had since, but it was similar to red salmon. And it was just, there's so much to the recipes and how you cook them. So is he on now? Guess he's still waiting. So anyway, the chef explained to me as I was eating this 5-course meal, that each course in the meal, they, okay, thank you. Hello. Hi, this is Joe.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hi,
Dave.
This is David. Hello.
Hi, David.
I have a question for Chef. Yeah, I have a question for Chef Charles.
Okay. When he comes, I'll tell him. What's your question?
My question is, what kind of fish is best to order, what kind of wine would go good with that?
Okay, well, ask him. Thank you for your call. He's a little bit late coming on, but he'll be sure and tell us what fish is the best in his restaurant. He does have a restaurant in North Scottsdale. He'll give us the address.
Okay.
So maybe my brother will give him a call and get him on the air. So right. My, like I said, my favorite is salmon, and we'll see what kind of fish he has. I really don't even know the difference between the textures. I know there's tilapia and all type of swordfish and different types of fish, but I know they all have different textures and different tastes, and you drink different wine with them, and he'll explain all that. And which ones are fresh caught and which ones are frozen. So, and I'm trying to find a good restaurant to go to that is romantic and has some good atmosphere. And his restaurant, I'm sure, is beautiful. It's a brand new one. And he used to be the chef at
City Hall.
City Hall.
Yeah, he was the original chef and designed the menu for City Hall.
Wow. So he designs the menus and figures out the palettes and things. Are you going to call me, Steve?
He won't answer, Joe.
Okay, well, that's all right. We have him on, but I'll talk about what I like and my recipes. I assume that he does do a lot of flame broiling there, and that's how I like to do my salmon, and wrap it in foil, and we put a little some type of thyme leaf. Okay, that's fine. Hey, Rick, how are you?
That sounds good. I'm good.
Okay, hi, Rick.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Rick, what's your question? Thank you. What's your question, Rick?
Yeah. I would like to know what meal you would recommend on a first date, and can you suggest a reasonably priced wine to complete the meal?
Okay. Well, hopefully when Chef Charles comes on and telling me about his restaurant, he can tell you about that. But I'm not sure I know that he has a great filet at his restaurant, and I know he has a special menu for different types of fish. And from what I've been taught, you have red wine with your meat and white wine with your fish. So that's what I know about wines. I know there's a lot to learn about wines. In fact, if you go to AJ's, you can learn about the different wines. They have a man there telling you about wines. And I might let my brother talk and unplug this one. Is he here?
No, he said he was going to get a call when he could.
Okay. I was told there was a lot of popping. I'm going to let my brother talk, and I'm going to unplug my mic so this might help. So let me know. Go ahead and talk about different recipes you like to do, Steve, or different restaurants in the Valley. You know a lot about them.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is your name again?
He's on there.
Rick.
They want to know different restaurants.
Rick. Okay, Rick. What part of town do you live in?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. Okay. Are you wanting to go to a club restaurant or a restaurant? There's a nightclub restaurant that serves, cool food, but it's very noisy and it's got a lot of stuff going on. A restaurant, I would recommend like the Sanctuary right off Lincoln. It is just fantastic. It's a beautiful place. It's got gorgeous views, not terribly pricey, and it's just everything on the menu is outstanding. And it's called the Sanctuary. It's on Lincoln in between. It's just west of Tatum on Lincoln. And just fall. Are you familiar with it?
I am.
Yeah, have you eaten there before? Yeah, it's great.
I have.
El Charo's really good. That's been around forever, but it's a great restaurant. And they did a major renovation there about 2 years ago. It's been about $30, $40 million on the renovation. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And the food is just off the charts. It's managed by a couple of Tim and Christy, and they're operating partners and owners. And it's just wonderful people. And the food is just unbelievable. The service is great. And they just serve everything. They have fried lobster on a brunch on Sunday morning. They have, a few places you can get chicken livers too, which sounds crazy, but I love those things. But it's a great restaurant.
I love El Charo.
Have you been here long?
I've lived in Arizona since 1973.
Oh my gosh! Well, you should be recommending places to us. What's your favorite places?
The ones you just mentioned.
Oh really? Yeah, El Charles, outstanding. There's a lot of new restaurants that opened up that are real, that are clubby restaurants. That belongs to Les Carreras Group. They're all in next to the W Hotel there in Scottsdale. Bottled Blonde serves food across the street. I can't remember the name of it, but there are a myriad of restaurants there. About five or six Dakotas in there. They serve pretty good food, and they're fun places to go. You can get a great happy hour and a great brunch there.
Yeah.
Have you been to Dakota?
Thank you.
And Bottle Blonde? And
yeah, they're cool. No.
Yeah, now you want to try them. They're, you know where the W Hotel is?
I do, and my friend is the manager of the sushi restaurant there.
Okay, well, that's an excellent sushi restaurant. A little pricey, but really, really good. You're right there, so you just go east. The street is directly east of there, and there's like four or five right in a row, and it's just crazy town. You've never seen so many people in your life, and great nightclubs and great food.
I grew up around there, and I know there's a bar on every corner.
Oh, it's crazy. In fact, they did it a couple of years ago where they changed, it made it a one-way street where it's kind of circular drive now, and it really makes a lot more sense. It flows a lot more. Before they did that, it was... You know, the parking was just impossible. I'm going to hand you back to Joe real quick, and I think we've got the popping solved.
Okay, well, my brother goes with all his friends to every restaurant in town, so he's probably the most renowned person on where to go for a good time in a restaurant. And he usually goes with all his buddies and has a barrage of girls following him, I think. Uh-huh. So, but they go not only for the good food, but they go to watch the games. Where do you go watch the game, Steve? Where's your favorite place to watch a football game?
Dakota's good.
Dakota's, where's that at?
It's right there next to W. We're talking about
in that same area in Scottsdale. So, I mean, a lot of women go to restaurants to meet men. So some of my friends, they go to...
Mastro's,
yeah. My mom's telling me they go to Mastro's or they go to City Hall, and
the Mission's really cool too.
The Mission, and what's the Mission?
Well, it's a very cool restaurant. It's nobody can hear me. I don't have my stuff.
It's okay. It's a cool restaurant. What is it? It's what kind of food is it?
It's kind of southwestern. Spanish southwestern.
Is that in Old Town Scottsdale?
Yeah.
I think I might have been there. It's kind of an old brick building.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be fun to go to. So I think with a date, though, you want to go someplace that has great atmosphere. And I went with my date to Mastro's, and I loved it. The shrimp was $38 for three pieces, and it was really good. And the martinis, I think, were $18 a piece or something. But I tell you, it was great. I would go back and get it. And I love their cocktail sauce with all that horseradish. I think it tastes good. But the atmosphere is great. They have live music there over there on Pima Road at Mastro's in the evenings. And you can dance. And I think it's kind of nice. And the people from that area over there always, I guess, that's their hideout as well. So... I don't go out that much, but my brother does. What's one other great place where you can have a good time as a dancing? Where do you go for that?
Scene? I don't know if he's not a dancer.
My brother doesn't dance. So dancing is a whole other thing. You're mostly dancing, not thinking about the food.
Fugo de Chao is interesting. That's a Brazilian restaurant.
Fugo de Chao?
Yeah, that's a Brazilian restaurant. And it's on Scottsdale Road.
Brazilian food on Scottsdale Road.
On Scottsdale Lincoln.
So that might be kind of different to take a first date. And I don't know. If for a first date, somebody you're just meeting, I would definitely take them someplace different instead of just a name brand place.
Fugo de Chao would be cool.
Yeah,
Fugo de Chao. It's Brazilian
place. Does it have a great atmosphere too?
Yeah, it's cool.
So you're going to take your date there? So, I don't know. It's all about your pocketbook, too. Some of these places, it's kind of good if you can split something. Some places you can go and you don't want to eat all that much because you're going to go dance later or whatever, and maybe you can split something. But sushi, a lot of people go to Sushi Roku or whatever it's called.
That's the place he was talking about. That's in the W.
Oh, in the W, the sushi. And I'm not a big sushi fan.
Oh,
but
no, that's on Scottsdale Road. Sushi Record, yeah.
Yeah, Sushi Record.
Yeah.
And I've been to some parties there, but a lot of people do like the sushi. I guess that raw fish could be good for you. It's just not my thing. So I guess they fly it in every day. So we're going to be interviewing different restaurant chefs and find out their favorite recipes this year and find out the different places to go. And today we were going to talk to Chef Charles, but for some reason he wasn't able to.
He got tied up with his attorney. So.
He was tied up with his attorney and wasn't able to call in. And his restaurant, what is the name of his restaurant?
The Citadel at Preston.
The Citadel at Preston. And it's like off of Pima Road. It's near Mastro's in that area.
Yeah, across the street.
So that would be a good place. And he would probably do some special events, and we'll probably have like an event there for him later and invite all of our guests there and maybe get some specials. So every restaurant he's tried to call in, it says he's trying to call in. Okay, couldn't get a clear signal, so that's too bad. But we are going to try maybe next week with Chef Charles and find out all of his great recipes and what he does, and maybe plan an event to invite all of our guests there. And with all of our sponsors, we do try to have an event at their place of business to let people know what they do. And one of our sponsors is Curbside Recycling, and we thank Curbside, and also they're on their internet, www.curbsiderecycling.com, and they can help you with any of your recycling, trash. They do all kinds of things, and they'll be our guests next Wednesday on our Green Energy Show. And then we also thank Tom Horn, attorney at law. And he's on the internet, Tom Horn. He was the Attorney General of the state of Arizona, and he helps with great litigation if you have a problem. So next week, we hope not to have so much popping. We'll figure that out and have a clear signal and have our guest on. So not only are we going to be talking about restaurants, we're also going to be talking about places to go dance and just a great place to take a date. And so we'll be having people from different go-karts, horseback riding, trail riding. You can go to Coles Ranch in Payson, Arizona, if you want to go trail riding. That'd be a great place to call and ask for Lance, and he can set you up with a trail ride. With one or 10 people, whatever you need. And it's a beautiful trail ride, and Lance is the best, and he has a great crew up there. Beautiful trail. He should be there somewhat through the fall, and right now it's beautiful up there trail riding. So call Coles Stables and ask for Lance at the trail riding there. And that's a great place, a romantic place to take a date. And I've been told there's a beautiful waterfall up there. And I'm sure it's running now with all the rain. So maybe this weekend it's supposed to be sunny, and that would be a great time to take a romantic trail ride. And if you're up there, there's also some great places to go eat there in the town of Christopher Creek after your trail ride. And I'm sure they have a restaurant there at Coles Ranch as well. And that's right outside east of Payson, Arizona. And we'll be telling you about and interviewing different places you can take your dates and having your romantic times. Do you have anything to add? A great place to take a date, Steve, before we close? We have about 3 minutes left. Where's the most exciting date you ever went? But don't tell me that one. You went motorcycle riding. Anything unusual? In a place in Arizona, you went up to Strawberry on a motorcycle with a group?
I'm just trying to look at the cool.
Well, I went on a great time last weekend on a great trail ride with my boyfriend, and that was awesome. And we went up to the Tunnel to Nowhere and going to do a film up there. So that's going to be a great time. But there's so many places to go, and we'll be telling you about those. And we appreciate you listening, and we will see you next Wednesday at the same time. So thank you, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.